well-kept secrets of Canadian banks are being exposed. Confessions of an ex-banker reveals all the tactics that banks and investment firms use to make millions in hidden fees by selling products that they wouldn't even buy for themselves. John Callis, ex-banker, certified financial planner for almost 20 years, and whistleblower, has witnessed it all, and he is sharing it with everyone. You'll learn investment strategies that your advisor doesn't want you to know, how to eliminate thousands of dollars in hidden fees every year, how to negotiate the absolute lowest rate for your mortgage, how to get the highest interest rates for your GICs, and much more. And now, the host of Confessions of an Ex-Banker, John Callis.
Good day, everybody. This is John Callis. I am the host of Confessions of an Ex-Banker. Thank you for joining me here again. And a little bit about myself. I am a certified financial planner here in Montreal, Quebec, and I run my own financial planning firm called Merit Financial Planning. And today I want to give you some advice and some things to look out for when you're dealing with your bank, when you're buying new products, okay? So I basically want to show you how to protect yourself from any kind of transactions or any kind of services that you are being charged for that you've never asked for. Now, you'd think that as I am an ex-banker that I would know everything, or I would always look out for everything whenever I deal with the bank. Well, I never used to check my statement often enough. I said before everything that hit the fan last week or the past couple of weeks, so I decided to go look at my statements. And what I realized is I had signed up for a line of credit. Actually, my bank sent me a letter saying, you know, you're pre-qualified for a $20,000 line of credit and what have you. And so I just had to go in there and sign a document. And I decided to do so. I didn't have a line of credit from the institution that I deal with. So I decided to do that. And I used it a few days later to do my RRSP contribution this year. So I get my statement and I noticed that it showed obviously the transaction for the RRSP, but it also showed a fee that I paid for insurance on my line of credit. I never asked for that. And I can't wait to go to the bank. I'm always saying I'm going to take a few minutes to go to the bank and see the manager's reaction when I bring her the statement. I just haven't had the time. I'm not even sure if it's worth taking the time, but I'd love to. Perhaps I should do it. I'm not sure. I'll think about it. Is it a waste of time? Anyhow, it might be a good experience for me just to see how they react. So I want to talk to you about these types of things that occur that may be occurring to you. So just watch out. All right. So the first tip is, you know, again, when you're taking any kind of credit product from the bank, whether it be a mortgage or a line of credit or anything like that, insurance is the product that pays the bank the most money, period. Managers are begging and are forcing their bankers to put on insurance coverage for any type of credit product, or at least to recommend it. And so this will happen to your line of credit. This will happen to any new mortgage, any new credit card that you are looking for. So make sure that when you do sign up for a product like that and you've done a transaction, take a look at your statement carefully. See if there's any kind of fees associated or any kind of charges that you never asked for, or on products that you never asked for. It happened to me. It can definitely happen to you, and it happens all the time. So extremely careful about that. Now, when you're looking for a mortgage, and we're nearing the end of March, and this is mortgage season, basically, what they tend to do when you're asking for a mortgage is they will obviously show you how much the payments are, and they'll make you sign a bunch of documents. But while they're showing you the payments, they'll basically say, as an example, all right, your mortgage is, you know, $1,000 a month. If you do it biweekly, it's $500. The tax portion of your payment, if we're going to do it on a monthly basis, you have the option of paying your taxes on a monthly basis through the bank instead of paying it directly to the city when it's tax time sometime in March. And actually, I believe June or July is the two payments that you have to make. Anyhow, they'll advise you to do that. And then they'll also slide in, and the insurance premiums are X amount of dollars, even though you haven't even discussed it, even though it wasn't even brought up in the conversation before, new home buyers are not aware of everything that goes, or, you know, there's just no experience. They're not aware that they have choices that they could make. They don't have to take insurance on their mortgage, but they'll say your monthly payment is this, your tax payment and that, and the insurance payment is whatever. So here's where you sign, without even discussing if they want it, without even discussing the quality, the features of the insurance. So another sales tactic, well, they'll just slide into you and tell you about a product and tell you how much it costs without even you asking for it or without them even explaining it to you. So be extremely careful about that. Now, another way of squeezing money out of you guys and out of everybody here in Canada is, I'll say it again, mutual funds. Mutual funds are by far the most expensive product that, as far as costs are concerned for a client. You know, funds will charge anywhere between 2 and 3%. I usually say 2 to 2.5%, but I was looking at a case a couple of days ago and the fees were actually a little bit more than 3%. Imagine. Now, this amount is the highest anywhere in the world. Canada, for whatever reason, charges the most fees for mutual funds, and a lot of people, as I've said many times, don't know that they're paying these fees. So always make sure that you ask the question about how much is this costing. And they may tell you, oh, you know, you don't pay anything, but there are costs associated that come within the fund, but you don't pay anything directly. Well, that's, you know, full of crap. Management expense ratios, which are the charges that mutual funds apply to their clients, are basically fees that are taken from the fund, but it affects the rate of return of the fund, which means it affects your rate of return. The bottom line is this: if the fund makes, let's say, 10% return, and the management expense ratios are 3%, well, then the rate of return that you earned is 7%. Point final, bottom line, and they won't explain this fee to you. So make sure you ask how much is this fee, or what are the management expense ratios of this fund versus any other funds that they have in the branch, okay? And as I've mentioned before many, many times, there are products that are called exchange-traded funds where the charge will be 0.05%. In other words, almost nothing, a nickel for every $100. It's incredible, and they'll never show you those products. Most of the people at the branch level are not licensed to sell these products, but they can get you in touch with somebody who is, and then instead of, you know, paying, again, 2.5%, let's say, you'd be paying close to nothing for these products. Exchange-traded funds are by far the best type of investment that are available for anyone who wants to have a portfolio of diversified investments. Now, when it comes to opening up a bank account, there's been practices there as well where clients will be screened, and basically, you know, you'll answer a questionnaire and the banker will tell you the type of bank account that's right for you. But then what they can do is, right after you leave, is to say, and they might even tell you that we won't charge you for a couple of months, for example, that, you know, a way of saying thank you. And a couple of months go by, the clients forget that they, you know, signed up for an account that has a fee of, let's say, $7.95 a month, and, you know, 3 months or 2 months down the line, they'll get charged double because the banker will have put them in a more expensive product, and usually a product that the client doesn't need. So these are things that unfortunately do happen. It doesn't happen from, you know, every banker, but you really have to protect yourself. It's incredible how often I have seen transactions go through clients' accounts and charges going through clients' accounts where the client never asked for the product. But, you know, people tend to be hesitant to go to their banks and talk. They don't have time, pretty much like the way I've said. I haven't had time to go in and change this fee that they charged me, and basically to tell them to not charge me again in the future. Anyhow, these are the potential pitfalls that you may face when you're dealing with your bank. So be very careful about these things. So that's it for Confessions of an Ex-Banker today. My name again is John Callis, and if you have any questions about any of the topics that I brought up today or anything else when it comes to banking, investments, insurance, mortgages, and all that kind of stuff, feel free to contact me. You will find my contact information at www.meritfinancialplanning, that's M-E-R-I-T financialplanning.ca, and I look forward to hearing from you. Remember again, I always say this, that money is a good thing, but it doesn't come with instructions. So go out there and find yourself some independent financial planning advice, and good luck to you.
You've been listening to Confessions of an Ex-Banker with John Callis, brought to you by Merit Financial Planning, where our certified financial planners are helping Canadians keep more of their money every day. Applying what you learn in this show will save you thousands of dollars every year and give you an insider's look at the strategies that the most famous investors have been using for years but have been hidden from you. To find out the exact amount you could be saving right away, call us for a free consultation at 514-819-3370. That's 514-819-3370, or visit us at meritfinancialplanning.ca and follow us on Twitter and LinkedIn.